Friends by mail.
A friend for my friends. A few weeks ago, I brought the friend with me to school. I showed it to my friends. They loved it. They wanted me to bring it again, so I did. I felt the spirit. Elsa S., age 8, Alabama, USA.
Sacred Sunday. I really like baseball. My friend wanted to have a pitching coach come teach us, but they wanted to do it on Sunday. My dad told me about it, but said that I could choose not to go. We told my friend that we keep Sunday sacred. They scheduled it for another day, and it all worked out okay. When I read the story by Elder Larry Y. Wilson about not playing sports on Sundays, I felt good about my decision. Miles B., age 7, New York, USA.
Sharing with our neighbors. For family home evening, we had a lesson about sharing the gospel. We made the CTR pretzels in the January 2012 friend. After baking them, we brought them to our neighbors and invited them to an activity at church. Rachel got to tell them that CTR stands for Choose the Right. The neighbors didn't come to that activity, but we are planning to invite them to supper and other activities. Kirsten, Emma, and Rachel K., ages 1, 2, and 3, North Dakota, USA.
How I Read the Friend. Robert put together a binder of the I Can Play It songs from the friend. He loves practicing them every day before school so he can someday play for primary. Robert T., age 9, California, USA. Dear friends, have you ever noticed how many kinds of people are in the world? Some are short and some are tall. Some can run fast and others ride in wheelchairs. But no matter what, each one is a child of God. Look on pages 30 and 32 to learn about treating everyone you meet with kindness and respect. Then spread the word at school, at church, and in your family. Love, the friend. P.S. Try sharing your love by smiling at 10 people today.
Was there a letter or a story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail.